Okay. Idea from this latest Megalotron, whatever it is. Yeah, we can have, because in TH we have this, right, this highest level up there of the richest, those who are really owning the whole thing or controlling the whole show, right? A few. Or, you know, those on top of those big, huge corporations. And we show the world from their point of view. To them, they just have a, you know, a completely different life. They don't need to work. They don't need to, you know, cook and clean and all that, do all of those things. They all have a heavenly environment, basically, everything taken care of by personnel and so on. And then their involvement with the corporations that they basically own and control, the chairman, you know, sitting there, basically that only amounts to being there in the board meetings as the chairman. Or maybe they are so smart they don't even need to sit in the board at all, because they are just majority owners. Implicitly or explicitly. So we can build up this whole situation there with a life that's almost like another dimension, another loca, you know, the super rich loca. And their children, of course, they don't need to go to school or anything really. I mean, the only reason that the parents let them do that is because they should, you know, learn something. But it's not that they need degrees and this and that for careers. Some they do it because they think it's cool to have a career, but they're not depending on it. So we just paint that entire world there, where even the this concept of money is almost not present. That's just something going on a lower level, you know, among the accountants and all of those people who pay the bills and manage the credit cards. You know, they don't even have credit cards, of course, but the cards and all of that, security there, and everything's taken care of. So we just, it would be cool to paint that world, just imagine it up the way, of course, we would do it if we were in such a situation. It turns quite amazing. Because you step into that world and everything is like in the movies. The Hollywood movies. And I mean, in those idealized, super-duper perfect, where you're rich and you've got everything you need and so on. And this reality that we call it, we on the other side, with having to go shopping and balancing your budget and this and that, cleaning the floors and making sure you have a place to live and food on the table. It just can't enter their minds. It's like something you maybe read about in a book when he was a kid, as if that happened to some other people somewhere, you know, on the other side of the world. And you get, maybe as a child, you can even, we can get into it, you know, just showing a child growing up there in that world, that realm, and how that child starts to see the you know, the worldview of that young person growing up, who basically, of course, still has hardly been outside of their beautiful, fantastic home, which is like acres and acres, you know, and it's like a little, it's like a town in itself, where they have everything, you know. And well, actually, it is a town because those rich people, they live together and make towns like that, so they can have a whole city life too, and not having to be isolated or be out there hanging out with the ordinaries, or whatever they call those lower forms of people, which then, for the kids, those beings live in another world, on the other side of the world, whatever the kid imagines. So we can paint the whole thing out of that, much like what we had in our minds about India and China and the other side of the world, the backside, the below the earth. So we just play with that a bit. And of course it could be something there with this guy. Oh, we can connect that to the guy who, could we? Maybe. Either the guy who had that corporation that Our Fair Lady gets, because he is just fed up with this whole thing. And so we could show his life as he's walking around in that perfect world with a perfectly beautiful wife and perfectly everything, and the children and the servants and everything just perfect. And his problems there, how that's not enough. It's about our relationships. And, you know, we can take this any direction. He meets someone else and learns, some very simple person learns from them, you know, gets out there and sees the world from that side, which was like, you know, like Buddha going out and seeing the world out there, outside the palace, very similar, so we could play a little on that Buddha theme there and make that part of the storyline, maybe, or an own movie or whatever. I think good ideas. Thank you.